I think we'd make a formidable team in Juneau.
State candidates are gearing up for fall elections, and a fishing tender gets stuck at low tide in Haines Harbor. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Marga Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. A fishing tender on Monday got stuck in the mud as it was leaving the Haines Harbor. The vessel crane told the Coast Guard it got stuck as it was backing out of its moorage near low tide. Haines Harbor Master Phil Benner said it's a responsibility of the boat captain to watch the depth of the water and navigate accordingly. It's also the responsibility of the captain to notify the Coast Guard if a boat becomes stuck or grounded. A gillnet boat was seen trying to assist the crane. It started moving again about 11:30 a.m., an hour after low tide. The crane is an 84-foot boat with a wood hull. It's owned by Crane Adventures in Juneau, but is currently working as a tender for Icy Strait Seafood. Reached by phone, the boat captain, who did not want to be identified, said it was his responsibility to watch the depth, but also suggested the harbor entrance could use a dredging. Benner said the danger of any boat grounding is the possibility of the boat tipping or the rocks causing damage to the hull. He said resources were ready in case the hull became damaged.
What we were worried about was the boat tipping over or a breach of the hull. It's a wood hull boat, and then contamination to the harbor. So we were C-Pro and Delta Western and the Haines Harbor were ready to deploy oil spill boom and whatever we needed to do to if that would happen.
The boat captain said there was no damage to the hull. Lieutenant Ryan Erickson is an information officer with the Coast Guard. He said the Coast Guard is not investigating further, but the tender is required to file some paperwork about the incident. Alaska State Troopers have identified the pilot in last week's fatal plane crash near Juneau. He's 56-year-old Kevin Murray from Washington State. Family has been notified, and Trooper Tim Burt said crews recovered the body and plane over the weekend. Murray was the only person aboard the Piper Cherokee owned by Air Excursions when it went down Thursday morning near Point Howard, 23 miles west of Juneau. He left the airport about 8:20 and was due into Gustavus at 8:55. He last made contact with flight service around 8:47. An aerial search by the Coast Guard and coastal helicopters launched about 9:15 Thursday morning. The coastal crew spotted the wrecked plane about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Coast Guard Lieutenant Ryan Erickson said an MH-60 Jayhawk from Air Station Sitka dropped members of the Juneau Mountain Rescue Team as close as it could get to the wreckage.
Ended up having to drop them about a half mile away or so. Couldn't get them any closer just because of the terrain. It was so steep. And once they got on scene, they were able to verify it was the plane that was missing.
Erickson said low clouds and rain hampered their efforts throughout the day and over the weekend. Air Excursions Operations Director Mike Lovering released a written statement saying the company is deeply saddened by the news. Lovering also thanked all of those who searched for Murray on Thursday. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the cause of the crash. The Ketchikan-Wrangell House District has the only party primary in southeast Alaska this year. But candidates in other districts, including those representing Haines and Skagway, are still raising money and gearing up for campaigns. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Boundary changes mean most legislative candidates are campaigning in different districts this year. It's affecting the amount of money incumbents and hopefuls need to raise.
You know, the district's getting bigger. We pick up Haines and Metlakatla and Hyder and other areas in between, so it's going to take a little more time to move around.
That's Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. His district used to include his hometown, Petersburg, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. It's lost Petersburg and gained a number of smaller communities, including Angoon, Hoonah, and Cake. His general election opponent, Angoon Democratic Senator Albert Kukash, has represented the smaller towns for years. Sitka, Ketchikan, and Wrangell have been added to his district, but 100 or so interior communities have been dropped. Kukesh says that means fewer flights.
I used to have to go from Angoon to Juneau, then to Anchorage, then to Fairbanks, and then catch little commuter planes to all those other villages. And they didn't have common carriers up there either. You had to take a different carrier almost every village. So there's got to be a lot less traveling.
Travel costs money, and so does introducing yourself to new communities. Kukesh leads in the fundraising race at this point in the campaign. State reports show he's brought in close to $27,000, including funds left over from last year. Stedman has about 20% less, but both say they have much more to raise. Kukesh says he expects to bring in more than $50,000, about double what he's collected so far.
The only thing I've done is fundraisers. I haven't done any online or any of that kind of stuff at all.
Are you getting most of your money from within the district?
Yeah, it was in the district and from just mostly people I know.
He's also held one event in Anchorage. Stedman says he expects his campaign to cost $50,000 to $80,000, but he really hasn't gotten started.
Well, I've got to wait till the boys are done fishing and tourism slows down and we'll have some fundraisers in the communities. But right now, everybody's busy working. Most of the fundraising activity has been going on so far up in Anchorage.
And have you done any of that?
Not this summer, no. And probably not planning on doing any this winter.
The other expensive Southeast race is for the House seat representing Sitka and most of the small communities in the Stedman-Kukesh district. Haines Republican Representative Bill Thomas has brought in close to $60,000, including funds left over from last year. Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins has brought in a quarter of that amount. Like the Kukesh-Stedman race, the candidates face no primary opposition. They'll be up against each other in the November 6th general election. But that race has an unusual twist. Republican Thomas and Democrat Kukesh are longtime friends and political allies. In past races, they've crossed party lines to campaign for each other. Kukesh says he knows that's unlikely this year.
We haven't talked about it at all. I think it puts him in a little awkward position because of Bert. You know, they're both Republicans, and so we haven't really talked about it, no. I think we're kind of just going on our own.
I think we'd make a formidable team in Juneau.
Stedman points to their combined budget writing work. While he has not talked to Thomas about it, he's already working a combined campaign.
I've got a whole garage full of Bill Thomas for State House stuff in my garage I brought down for him from Haines to help him put up in Sitka. And I would hope that during the general that we have the opportunity to stand there as two Republicans and present our wares to the district.
The busiest Southeast race is in the Ketchikan-Wrangell district. There, three candidates are facing off in the August 28th GOP primary. Ketchikan's Patty Mackey has raised the most money, a bit more than $13,000, including what she had left at the end of last year. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson has about 20% less, and Ketchikan's Agnes Moran has about half as much as Mackey. The primary winner will face off against Ketchikan Democrat Matt Olson, who's raised about $8,000. The incumbent, Ketchikan Republican Kyle Johansson, has filed to run in the general election without a party label. State campaign records show he has raised just under $2,000, all left over from last year. Redistricting has put 59 of Alaska's 60 legislative seats on the ballot. That's about a third more than usual. Kukesh says that spread out campaign donations.
With all of the candidates running this year, except for Dennis Egan, it's really hard to get any money. People are having trouble raising money. And I am too.
Egan, a Democratic senator, is in the middle of his second term representing Juneau. Petersburg and Gustavus were added, but officials decided the district was so similar he could complete the four-year term without an election. Juneau's two representatives, Democrat Beth Kurtula and Republican Kathy Munoz, face no opposition in the primary or general elections. But they've still raised money. Munoz has close to $22,000, Kurtula less than half of that. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Visit our news section online at khns.org. We're always open to your comments and appreciate hearing story ideas and topics important to you. You can reach us by emailing news at khns.org. www.angusmedia.org. Thanks for listening. We appreciate your support.